Well, for those of you who are at Ford Field for the Cincinnati Bengals preseason tilt or watched it on the tube, you already know this. The lighting improvements are remarkable, improvements that are good for the environment and also good for the bottom line. And with me to give us more details on this and other green initiatives is the Detroit Lions and Ford Field Director of Facilities, Fred Reddick. Fred, I could tell the difference sitting in my living room at home.
Yeah, the fan experience should have been a lot better for all our fans with the new lighting initiatives we did.
Yeah, we're doing some LED lightings at Michigan State, and we've covered that. But apparently, the people sitting in the stands, there's so much more clarity. I talk a little bit about that and a little bit about the cost savings.
All right, so before we had 660 1,500-watt metal halide bulbs. Now we have 264 1,400-watt LED bulbs, which are a lot crisper, a lot brighter. The clarity on the cameras is a lot better. So everything it's quite a bit. We went from 990 watts of usage to 369,000 watts. 999,000, excuse me, 369,000.
Wow. And these LEDs, for people who may not be familiar with the technology, they burn a lot cooler, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. I mean, because they have cooling fins that are on the back of them, so they kind of dissipate the heat a lot better. Where the other ones, you walked up on the catwalk, and once I had all the lights on, you were actually, you could feel the heat radiating from. So not only are we saving energy with our lighting usage, we're also saving energy with the amount of cooling that we have to do in the building as well.
Fred, one question I like to ask folks who do these kinds of innovations, particularly with lights, there is a substantial upfront cost, but how long does it take? It doesn't take all that long to get a return on investment, does it?
No. This project is probably going to be like 3 years.
Wow. 3 years, and then you start making money.
Right.
The LED lights, as I understand it, are not just on the field either. You're using LED lights throughout, even the parking complex, which I was just in Sunday when I went down to the Tigers game.
Right. So the parking deck, we finished that last fall. That was all totally renovated. We replaced all the lights in there with LEDs. We just completed two of our surface lots. The third one's being completed as we speak. All our outdoor lights, not all of them, but a lot of them are getting replaced to LEDs. So our wall lights are now RGB color LEDs, which I can change the spectrum and do for initiatives that we have with the NFL or for heart health or breast awareness or projects like that.
I understand that when these are illuminated on the outside of Ford Field, you can see this from quite a ways away. It almost illuminates the entire downtown area.
Yeah, so the roof lights, which we're completing, which will be completed about, I would say, another week and a half. We're commissioning them right now. I'll start turning them on a daily basis once that's done. You'll be able to see that from as far away as you can see during the daylight. The roof, you'll be able to see it at nighttime as well.
There's one thing I read somewhere in terms of watching it at home and on video replays that the LED lights make watching the replay even more vivid.
That is correct. Musco, who did the lighting design for us for the field, has worked with a lot of stadiums, and they did an interview, and they mentioned a lot of that stuff to the people that he interviewed with. So.
We're talking about green initiatives at Ford Field with Director of Facilities Fred Reddick. Fred, let's turn to the roof restoration. A couple of days before Earth Day last April, I think April 20th, you folks did some major work on the roof. Tell us about that.
All right, so instead of doing a total restore, I mean replace on the roof, we decided to do a restore. We did some thermographic imaging on the roof and found that we were good candidates for a restore instead of a replacement, which is very earth-friendly as well, so not all that stuff is going to the landfill. So we only had to replace about 5% of the roof, and then we did a coating on it. And then with the coating, we also did the logo, which is impregnated into the roof itself, so it's part of the roof instead of being painted on.
And a lot of these things, again, reduced your yearly maintenance costs and improve the longevity of the roof, which keeps things out of the recycle bins.
Right, exactly. So it's a 20-year warranty on our roof. We hope to get more than that out of it. And we'll do our regular maintenance schedules that we do, just inspections and stuff like that. But other than that, we hope to be a long project for us. So,
you know, Fred, speaking of Earth Day, last Earth Day you spoke at the 2016 Michigan Battle of the Buildings Energy Summit up in Grand Rapids. We've covered that Battle of the Buildings program, which is very competitive and which is growing each year. Why is it important for Ford Field and the Lions to be involved in that competition?
Well, as an organization, we're committed to sustainability, and as part of that organization, Director of Facilities, I'm very much in tune with that. I'm a lead AP specializing in operations and maintenance, so that is my background. That's what I try to do every day is look for energy savings and look for better ways that we can be more sustainable as an organization.
Well, let's just talk about a couple of things that you've implemented, and you're going to have to explain this to our listeners and to me, but you've done something with water softeners in what you call a chiller plant. Tell us about that.
All right. So we install water softeners for our water makeup on our cooling towers for the chiller plant. So a lot of that water is evaporated off as it's heated up and cools the refrigerant down. We have to make up new water. So when we do that, if we soften the water, we can bring our solids up in the tower. So we're able to recycle the water twice as much. So on a regular cooling tower, you would do four times the city water. You could recycle that water four times. With softened water, you can do it up to eight times. So it saves quite a bit of water.
Well, yeah, you're doubling the water usage there from four to eight times reuse then, essentially.
Yep, exactly.
How important is the water quality management? I mean, the lighting is something that, you know, a lot of folks are doing and they're very happy with. The water use and management issue tends to be somewhat complicated based on facility to facility.
Yeah, so we're looking at that as well. We're looking at different options we can do for the bathrooms as far as water saving. We are changing out some of our faucets to use less water. We are looking at different types of urinals. There is a lot of different new technology out there that we're looking into, and that's going to be my goal over the next couple of years to start focusing on that as we wind down on our LED lighting projects.
Yeah, and then you get into window, and you mentioned geothermal imaging, where heat loss is going. I mean, I can't imagine. I know that's a pretty tight building, but as you say, there are probably things that you can find. Are the other employees all geared to looking at things to make the make Ford Field more sustainable? I mean, is it kind of like the Ford Motor Company in that respect?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we created a green team here at Ford Field. We have some of our concession people that are working with us that – from the kitchen area, we have Ford Field staff. We're going to start bringing in the tenants in our building to this green team to try to make it more sustainable building.
Yeah, you mentioned the tenants, and that was my last question. I know some folks in the Bodman firm, which is in your building, and you've got a number of other tenants as well, but apparently they're all buying into this too, and as you mentioned, becoming members of the green team.
Yeah, absolutely. So they see what we're trying to do. They're on board with it. They love what we're trying to do. And hopefully together as a whole building, we can make this a great building and be sustainable.
Fred, my last question has to do, and you alluded to it earlier, the commitment of sustainability, triple bottom line sustainability that you find in the Ford Motor Company that you're talking about at Ford Field and with the Detroit Lions. It seems to permeate all of these Ford organizations, and it begins at the top.
Yes, it does. So the Ford family has committed to this as well. I mean, all our leaders of their organization have committed to this. They're on board with it. As I come up with projects that are sustainable, I bring that to, you know, our president and our CFO, and they're willing to listen to it and bring it forward. So.
Well, I can't wait to get down for a Lions game and see these lights firsthand. I've been talking with the director of facilities for the Detroit Lions in Ford Field. His name is Fred Reddick. Fred, congratulations on all the innovations, and great talking to you on Greening of the Great Lakes.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.